Good morning. I'm Molly Stewart, serving with the Worship Associate team this morning. Today we're having our annual reverse service, wherein the Worship Associate team will be performing the role of minister while the Reverends Lucy and Roger perform the role of Worship Associates. Today's theme, you might have recognized from the music, is a few of my favorite UU things, intended to illuminate what opens our heart, transforms our life, and keeps us coming back to UUSS. Each worship associate prepared a reflection sharing something about UUSS that is personally meaningful to them. We're missing Jenny Johnson today, so you will hear reflections from Jed, Lindsay, Celia, me, Larry, and Francis. We hope these stories resonate with you and inspire you to reflect on what are a few of your own favorite UUSS things.
As a kid, I grew up playing with toy cars under my mom's baby grand piano, like the one on your left, but a little smaller. The piano at our house was a gift from my grandparents when Mom received her bachelor's in music. Whenever music is heard in this room, particularly classical music, I'm moved and thrilled by the rich, familiar sound of a truly grand instrument filling the space. I'm also transported to the living room of my youth. It was there that my mom, occasionally escaping her many duties, would launch into her repertoire, Beethoven, Mozart, Bach. She taught me to appreciate all the masters. In the 70s, Redford and Newman starred in The Sting, a huge box office hit. Mom got the sheet music for the title theme, The Entertainer. At 4'8", my mother was a little woman with a big personality, a big heart, and small hands. Composer Scott Joplin wrote what amounts to pianist gymnastics, requiring a full octave spread with the right hand. Like an Olympic athlete, Mom hit these musical passages again and again for months until finally she was able to play the whole piece at full tempo. I saw, heard, and experienced this triumph of will, skill, and determination as if it were my own. Earlier this summer, when The Entertainer was played as offertory music in this room, you know where the time machine dropped me off, in the living room with Mom at the piano. When I was growing up, my dad expressed his values using words of certainty and by example. My mother operated more in the realm of feelings and empathy, love and concern. As a first grade teacher, Summer often found her tutoring students that had fallen behind to ensure their success in the second grade. When my wife Terry and I visited UUSS for the first time 2.5 years ago, I hoped to find a congregation that welcomes all who choose to spend time with them. And that would have been enough. But I was unprepared to hear such a clear assertion of core values, particularly since I thought they were unique to me. Maybe my immediate family and possibly a few other people I'd likely never meet. I was surprised and tears welled up when I heard about celebrating the worth and dignity of every person and the diversity of all people, coming together purposefully to deepen lives and be a force for healing. Valuing goodness, openness, curiosity, love, and courage. Being an intergenerational community with open minds, open hearts, and helping hands. And sharing a commitment to justice, compassion, integrity, and acceptance. So you might ask, Jed, what are your favorite UU things? Well, it's not the skinny parking spaces with so many, with all the Priuses not quite all the way in them. That sounds like guilty laughter. For me, really, it's the feelings, the music, the energy, the shared concern about so many things, and the determination to act. My favorite thing? I'm looking at you. It's the diverse, kind, quirky people with a ready opinion on almost any subject, just like me.
Good morning. My name is Lindsay Mitchell-Viner, and one of my favorite UU things is serving you all coffee. I'm a proud member of the coffee crew, or the brew crew, as we call ourselves. I joined the team not long after I made the commitment to be a full UU member, and I have to say, there is rarely a dull moment on the Sundays when I volunteer to make sure you fine folks have a hot or cold beverage after this service. Now, I've served wine to celebrities at high-end Napa wineries, and I've served food and drinks for 6 hours straight in a packed TGI Fridays on Super Bowl Sunday. But that is nothing compared to the pressure I felt. You know what I'm talking about. Last month, when our coffee machine was on the fritz, and we had to work twice as hard for half the amount of coffee. My last shift, I was sure that there would be a riot when I saw we had no half and half in the fridge. While it can seem chaotic right after services, the truth is that I find great tranquility during my coffee shifts. I enjoy coming in early when there's hardly anyone else here. It is quiet, I can easily find my name tag, and I get small glimpses of some of the behind-the-scenes preparations that happen here before 10:30 in the morning. I go into the coffee kitchen, put my purse down, and with a deep breath, put my brew crew apron on. I get to catch up with my coffee teammate as we move around the room, efficiently doing the dozens of little tasks that are almost second nature now. I wouldn't say that I'm a particularly orderly or fastidious person, but I feel a sense of calm as I replenish and color coordinate the sweeteners and make sure this is real. And make sure there is an ample variety of teas to choose from in the tea box. Making the lemonade always brings back memories of making lemonade in the canteen during my summers at Girl Scout camp. I actually enjoy washing the mugs and glasses after most of you have already headed home. It is a meditative chunk of time I don't normally carve out for myself. I let my mind wander as my hands perform the mindless, repetitive motions. Aside from the tranquility that comes from volunteering on the coffee crew, I greatly appreciate interacting with other members and visitors in a way that is manageable for me. I'm a pretty shy, introverted person. Before joining the coffee crew, I would feel overwhelmed by all the people crammed into the hall after service. I found it intimidating to talk to people, even though I really wanted to, and would usually leave quickly after a few attempts at really awkward conversations. Now, on the Sundays when I have coffee duty, my job gives me a way to talk to other people more easily. I can always break the ice with, "How's the coffee tasting this morning?" Or, "Sure, you can drop that dirty mug right in this tub. I like your hat, by the way." I always, always brew a pot of regular coffee first thing because I know that Pete will come in early to exchange a small bunch of lavender for his first cup of regular coffee, served black. I know that another person who comes in early likes green tea, so I make sure to have hot water ready. I feel a sense of belonging, community, by these consistent, if brief, interactions that I probably never would have experienced if I weren't on the coffee crew. This is a welcoming place that lets us be as meditative as we need, as social as we are comfortable, and there's always a job waiting for you, large or small, to give you a purpose and make you feel needed.
In 1991, I was tricked into going to a UU church, believing I was attending just a music concert. Once there, I was dismayed to find myself in a church service, coming from the women's political movement of the 70s, which included a culture of lesbian separatism, my social life was exclusively lesbian, and I only interacted with men at my work. The genuine welcome and warmth of the primarily heterosexual men and women at the UU Community Church impressed me. Those early actions became a healing experience of being drawn back into a society I had rejected. I found a community I did not know I was looking for. The UU principles and purposes helped me to integrate with the larger society and became a healing flame that touched every aspect of my life. Joining the UU Church as an atheist, I slowly began to open my mind and heart. My atheism has morphed into a form of spiritual agnosticism that finds the holy in the stardust of our universe that comprises all things. Becoming more accepting of diverse thoughts about God enhanced my professional self, a pediatric cardiology advanced practice nurse. I was better able to provide comfort and support to parents of children gravely ill or dying from their heart disease, even going so far as to pray with them. As a youngster, my dad taught me how to use tools and electrically wire. Dad required me to wire circuits hot and laughed when I was bit by live wires. I now turn off the power before I wire. In the 80s, I wired a two-story downtown professional building. A woman carpenter and I built our entire second-story addition in the 90s with Marion's help, and I wired the whole thing, plus many other projects. I now bring my family-taught electrical and construction skills to UUSS. I've changed out some electrical plugs in the RE rooms, wired new lights into the bathroom between rooms 6 and 7, and recently hung the new flat-screen TV in the Foz room. I also occasionally climb our 25-foot ladder, despite Marion's trepidation, to adjust our sanctuary stage lights due to my teenage experiences in technical theater. As an advanced practice nurse, I recently joined the new safety team and am helping to set up an emergency response team and install a desperately needed automatic external defibrillator. Singing, speaking, PowerPoint presentations, ladder and theater work, wiring, nursing, and mentoring are all my passions. Here at UUSS, I get to integrate all the aspects of my previously fragmented self. Even more importantly is delving into my spiritual self and developing deep, lasting relationships. Many of the most important people in my life are here at UUSS. My very soul is nourished as I engage in all my favorite things here at UUSS.
I was raised Unitarian Universalist, and so I feel at home at One wherever I go. Over the years, I've found solace and community in the Isla Vista, Denver, Chattanooga, Rochester, and Santa Barbara UUs. I moved back to Sacramento in 2004 and started coming to this UU in 2008 at a uniquely broken time in my life. I didn't order a name tag or even wear a telltale visitor's one. I didn't shake a minister's hand when exiting or linger over coffee. I came and sat and breathed. I wept through most of the singing and was grateful for touching a stranger's hand during the benedictions. For 5 years, I was a lurker, licking my wounds, soaking up the healing messages. I was glad to be here, glad to know I could come just as I was. But time and singing and a warm hand are healing. And so, after 5 years, I came out of the lurker closet. to work on the project building the labyrinth. We gathered on Saturday mornings, coffee mugs in hand, surveyed the task ahead, then shoveled sand and carried brick, a mindless jig to reassure us, steady, observable progress. The murmurings of the community in the crisp and then later languid air. Working side by side, we became a team, a unit greater than ourselves. I felt the threads that weave the tapestry of engagement, math problems puzzled through, pastry shared, laughter, the sweetness of accomplishment. For me, a labyrinth is a metaphorical life path, the twists and turns, the sometimes going back on itself, sudden free spots of forward motion. I like how I can trust that by merely moving forward, I can enter this life's journey and get out of it. Walking this designedly crooked path creates space for me for fewer judgments of bad and good about my life's journey and more of an opportunity for, wow, what an interesting stroll this is. I walked the labyrinth last week in the full moon on the eve of my birthday with friends going back 30 years. The labyrinth has built for me a path to community. I'm connected both to the visionaries, the builders, and the walkers who shaped the road before me, and those who join me along on the walk now.
I appreciate two things about my involvement in UUSS. The first is spirit play. My two daughters have been involved in spirit play in the junior high youth group, in the senior high youth group, for over a decade. I don't actually have woof here, but it's... Come on. They've also completed two series of Our Whole Lives, the OWL sexuality group.
Education.
I don't have any of that written here. Okay. I have read stories in spirit play, and some of the children in those groups are bigger than me now, so it was time for me to move on. Meantime, however, I really enjoyed the stories and the figures used in the stories during spirit play. I also appreciate that we were not supposed to tell the children, that's right, you nailed it, or any other affirmative or negative statements. Instead, we were to say, I wonder. Should anyone offer an opinion about the stories, the characters, or the outcome? This struck me as odd at first. I mean, kids want to be praised, and when I said, I wonder, well, I had my doubts. I mean, I think it's good overall because children want to wonder. They want to create that wonder and have that wonder acknowledged. I think it's more important to create wonder than to get those points for getting something right by adults afterwards. The other way I'm involved in UUS is on this committee, which has undergone several name changes since I started. First, we were worship leaders, then we were worship associates. That was fine, though I'm reminded of the oh-so-rare helpers at Home Depot, the Home Depot associates. You can't complain because you don't see them, right? I believe we are now the Religious Services Committee. I might be wrong, but I believe that. So I am here, your religious servant, and we have a close-knit group who are up on the stage here. The chalice, the pretty cloths that adorn the chalice table, the people who solicit opinions on the services. We also do the slides. We offer readings and reflections on certain topics, which we share with you all. I like that role. I don't know exactly why. I think perhaps it connects me to a place that is emotionally grounding for me. But it helps me to connect with you, the congregation. And I need that connection. There's a bit of drama in it. And although I changed majors a couple times, I started as a theater major. You don't act surprised, but it's true. So the position is not without rewards. In fact, I want to take this opportunity to thank you, each of you who give feedback after the services, especially the positive feedback, by the way. Thank you.
In July, Dan and I were driving to Grizzly Flats when we passed a building with the sign, God's Gym. The image of Jesus on a treadmill or angels doing Pilates made me laugh, but also made me think of how UUSS is my spiritual gym. Like a good gym, there are trainers, our ministers, who teach, motivate, and challenge me to work harder. Not exactly no pain, no gain, more like look deeper, go past your comfort zone. At UUSS Spiritual Fitness, there are lots of choices to work my different spiritual muscles, like compassion, community, commitment, and reflection. Not a treadmill or weight machines, instead, volunteering for Family Promise, which helps homeless families. Or Sacramento Area Congregations Together, supporting our West Arden Arcade neighbors. Or teaching Our Whole Lives sex education to the UUSS youth. Or speaking from my heart as a worship associate or at my ministry circle. And there are so many other ways that I get my weekly workout. Because everyone knows you need to mix up your workouts to avoid burnout. I've never been the type of person who could do any workouts at home, physical or spiritual. I need the structure and intention of going somewhere and being with others. It would be so easy to stay home binge watching RuPaul's Drag Race. Because sometimes for me, but I'm sure for none of you, spiritual workouts can be a pain in the butt. Volunteering and working with others can be frustrating. Asking myself to reflect deeply on who I am and who I want to be is scary and challenging, but no pain, no gain. And I do see the gain of my ongoing work at UUSS. The more often I go, the better I feel. Things that used to be hard are easier. I can see the growth. I also know that staying physically and spiritually healthy needs to be an ongoing practice. Whether it's yoga or my UUS connection, when I'm away too long, I really miss it. UUSS helps me have a strong, bulked-out spirit to take into this crazy world with love.